is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. The day is June 30th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. I'll be talking politics. I'm going to have a little deviation on how I talk about politics because all kind of political things are in the news. But I want to talk about media in politics. You know, I got to do some critique here. And the influence of media in the politics. Recently, let me do the spin now. Recently, in the newspaper, there's a big uproar on whether the FNM chose the right candidate, Moss versus Henfield, right? And my spin is one of the candidates once upon a time used to own a political blog. At least that's how the rumors go. That's why I'm going to include him inside that conversation because I appreciate the candidate selection committee. They make the final say, right? You can recommend who you want to recommend, but the final say belongs to the candidate selection. We all know that. We saw it when the PLP had their by-election in West End when they were saying, what the guy, Sheehan Gibson? When Sheehan Gibson was trying to get that nomination and he got vexed and he started the entire war room, a PLP war room, and that war room got so anxious, so emotive, that even though they were all PLPs, right, they forgot themselves that this is a party team. Which, I'm talking about the by-election in West End.
Oh, the West End one, not the convention,
the convention is something chairman, different.
That's but that's I can bring that up to you if you want to. Where the war room said,
no, that wasn't necessarily the war room, though. That was
that could have just been any rogue
person
saying Robin and Shane pulling train on the PLP.
Yeah, that was advertisement. That was advertisement.
It was an ad. It wasn't just a war room thing.
Yeah, it was a war room thing. But with the by election for West End, the fellow PLPs forgot themselves and they started chanting, Brave got to go. Brave got to go because they don't want my candidate to go forward. And they forgot themselves. And of course, our prime minister at the time, the leader of the party, nipped that in the bud. That can't be happening within the political organization.
You know how he nipped it in the bud?
I don't know how he nipped it in the bud. I know he nipped it in the bud. They stopped quick. All those people come in line afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at this Henfield Moss debacle and saying, someone got to nip this in the bud. There's a candidate selection committee. You could want whoever you want. Follow the constitutions and the rules. And the idea is they perhaps should have informed you all that we don't want Moss. Moss ain't our man. Moss ain't with us, right? Try to find someone else, right? But you can't get mad. And if you get mad, do like what they did in South Africa. You know what I talk about in South Africa? With the Concrete Joe man, who's my friend in South Africa, who quit.
John?
No, he quit the FNM.
Oh,
Diane Thompson?
Roscoe Thompson.
Quit out the FNM all again. You already nominate me.
Is that what Jeremy did?
Jeremy?
The one that Ryan Pinder sent a missing flyer out for.
Jeremy Knowles got the nomination.
By missing flyer, I just mean pictures of him in his old PLP garb.
Yes, he got the nomination, right?
For the FNM.
For the FNM. And they said, no, mine is fine, it's a PLP. You know, all the PLP colors. And the FNM chair of that South Abaco. Say, man, I'm tired of you, man. I quit. Just resign the same day. Mm-hmm. When you get tired of your party and they're not doing you fair, you think, you don't make noise, no. You just quit. Take your talent to someplace else. And that's what we're talking about. We talk about media taking talent. Recently, we had one of the popular bloggers on social media, who is very popular for supporting one political party, decided to take her talents and move her talents to the Progressive Liberal Party. There was an uproar. And I said, man, people should be able to take their talents anywhere, right? And if she's being secured and paid for, then we're supposed to applaud them and say, man, go make your money.
People just get, what? Secured and paid for?
I thought everybody who's blogging on social media get paid for. You mean you just go and...
I know I do that for free. I do that for fun.
You idle. Who knows?
I mean, I don't...
You could be saving the world if you do your Facebook blogging.
I mean, not while I'm on the radio saving the world.
Yeah, see, that's work. That's work. You can't be doing these things for free. That's work.
People just get secured and paid to express their opinions?
If people on social media that long and not getting paid, then that's something
I
means that they're unproductive.
I mean,
they need to find salvation.
If only integrity
could join the church.
If only integrity could be turned into coins.
Integrity should be turned into coins. Yeah. But the conversation today is whether mainstream media has more influence on our political outcome or whether social media has more influence on our outcome. In the Bahamas, there are various blogs, and hopefully the callers can call me and remind us of the various blogs. There's Bahamas Press is the main Bahamian blog in the country, Bahamas Press, mm-hmm. right? Whoever the owners...
Can you call it in the country, or do you have to call it in the PLP plantation?
No, this overall. This, even the PLP plantation, it transcends... the PLP in general.
All right,
Bahamas Press has been cited in international press because they believe it's a real newspaper media outlet for some reason.
I'm thinking, would Bahamas Press have this type of notoriety if the Punch still existed?
The Punch was in the decline. And Bahamas Press existed on cyberspace. And they were able to forward through WhatsApp, through Facebook and other platforms. And of course, they had their web page. But at this present time, Bahamas Press is the most popular blog.
Right.
But is it really media? Can we trust their news? Once upon a time, I would assume that The Guardian, The Tribune, and to a lesser extent, Bahama Journal, that political parties would have lobbied them, paid them for advertisement, to get a write-up, say, well, come this way, we're having an event. I need you to follow up on this information. One would assume that the op-ed opinions, like from Candia Diem, where she's done tremendous research and detail and reminding the Bahamian people about what has happened and the history of things, that this would matter to the Bahamian people in terms of they making their decision on who to vote for.
Mm-hmm.
We now see, despite... again, I use Candia because we work for The Guardian, right? Despite her detailed information on her op-ed, there are people who question it. Politicos come and attack her personally. Mention all kind of strange things.
Politicos, right?
Yeah, politicos.
Okay.
Right? And despite all of the detailed information and the facts she put there, these questions say, no, it's wrong. And they accuse both Tribune. Can you imagine their political... Go ahead.
When they can't dispute... the data, mm-hmm. the information, the facts, they turn to tarnishing the author.
Yes. I mean, real graphic, monstrous posting, mm-hmm. right? Questioning the integrity of the write-up despite the facts, right? Mm-hmm. And make up their alternative facts, right? But continuing the
list of things. Okay, so the Bahamas Press.
Bahamas Press. There used to be Bahamas News Mumbai. I think that's defunct.
No, there is still a Bahamas News Mumbai, but I don't think it's the original Bahamas News Mumbai.
Okay.
In fact, I think there's been at least three iterations of mm-hmm. Bahamas News Mumbai. At one point, I know that I'm on social media and I get two Bahamas News Mumbai, and one saying that one ain't the real one, yeah. and the other one saying that one ain't the real one yeah. either. Yeah. Right? We got, let's start with the Bahamas. Well, let's start with the A's. There's Abaco News Network.
I'm not familiar with that. But is that a blog or is that a tabloid?
So Abaco News Network it's not tabloid okay. at all. It is simply a Facebook page, like a social media page, and they carry news, mainly like Abaco local, mm-hmm. and then broader local national news. And then they have some international news where it affects the Bahamas. But I just wanted to put that there. They do have like op-ed pieces come out on it. I just wanted to start with the A's, right? Then we got, let's go to the B's quickly. We got...
There's a lot of things with Bahamas. Starts with the Bahamas.
Yeah.
Like Bahama Punch.
Right. Bahama Punch, you got Bahama Journal, but we know that's a mainstream, reputable institution, whether you agree with their politics or not. Then you got Bahamas National.
Bahamas National.
Bahamas Herald.
Bahamas Herald. And
then you got Bahamas Uncensored. .com.
Bahamas Uncensored is owned by a politician, though.
And some of these aren't. I get the impression that some of these are either...
Sponsored.
Owned by or sponsored by politicians.
Frontline politicians or politicals who just support the political party.
Okay, you can't just say politicals who just support the political party. Frontline politicians versus back curtain politicians, which is not, oh, I just support the party. It's just I got more power than the people in the front line. I just say in the front line, right? Is it one of the three?
Good point.
Is it the is it a part of the party machinery, back line? Is it part of the party machinery, front line? Or is it just somebody who say, I look here, I support in this party and I don't get into the inner workings of the party, but I have this media site that I make available for ideas of the party?
Recently got an inbox. Actually, it's a protest group about Americans about the laws were coming into place now. The name just escapes me.
The protest group?
It's a online.
Oh, is that you mean the King's Day? Anti King?
Like Bahamas Sea and Underwater Sea type thing.
Oh, a local?
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were talking
it's,
Trump.
It's now to be managed by a number of expats who are complaining about the new law about fishing and the boats and
say science. What was going to be managed by what?
It's managed by expats.
Oh, but pause. Well, let's stick a pin right there. What?
Okay.
Don't we have a policy or law that says that expats are limited in what they could do without a work permit?
It's just cyberspace, man. How you can manage cyberspace?
Oh, you play around.
You're trying to say that you...
Oh, you play around with cyberspace then.
You mean an expats can't form a Facebook group and talk about the Bahamas?
It depends on what they're talking about.
They talk about the Bahamas.
It depends on what they're talking about.
Anti-Bahamian.
Oh, but look
here. Anti-politician.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like that cruise, anti-Bahamas cruise group. Expats had that blog too. Anyway, I'm trying to get...
Real countries are allowed to identify or label people as undesirables, you know, mm-hmm. and then prevent them from entering the country because of what it is that they're doing. I'm just saying.
I guess so.
If we're a real country...
I'm not sure if we able to police... I mean, we can't even police our behemoths like that because...
I mean, we can. We choose not to.
Yeah. So anyway, this expat mentioned said that if you've gone this group 242 in the know... You would understand that Bahamians are gritty, and they have an underbelly. And I'm not sure what 242 in the know as a Facebook group, but apparently the culture or the ethos of that group is so egregious to foreigners that they mention it inside this particular group and say, "Go see,
mischief making. This is mischief making because of all the Facebook groups. Of all the Facebook groups in the country, 242 in the know is one of the mildest.
Really?
Yeah,
not sure even what that
when
is.
They use the word. You know when they use the word gritty, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to disparage my American brothers and sisters to make a point, right? But this sort of behavior should be monitored so that when necessary, the authorities could make the determination whether it needs to be stopped or not. Simple.
And I hear you. I don't necessarily believe in policing people for expressing their opinions. You just disagree with it. Then you have behemoths go and counter the response. But to put a whole stop list on people for being anti-Bahamian is kind of odd for me.
It depends
anti-government.
It depends on how you express.
Express your words.
242. See, first of all, 242 in the know is not government.
No.
Let's separate critiquing government and critiquing social spaces, right? Mm-hmm. And let's ask ourselves, what's the purpose of this conversation, mm-hmm. right? I've witnessed a number of conversations where expats, tourists engage Bahamians and talk about some of the things that are wrong here, right? Mm-hmm. I'm comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. But we must assess every engagement to determine whether there is an agenda. It's amazing to me that we sit here and talk about like the confessions of an economic hitman, and not me and you, but like generally as a broader people. We talk about these things, but then when it comes right back to us, we deny that these things are even possible. Oh, that's just trivial. That don't mean anything.
Well, because we speak about Trump all day, as if
don't speak about Trump all day.
I know, as if their politics is local and what they should be doing in the United States. I assume that Americans feel free to do.
What did Trump just show us?
I don't pay attention.
Trump said, "Mind your P's and your Q's when you're talking about me and America. You're gonna get your feelings hurt, your ticket canceled, and your visa revoked." I mean, to paraphrase wildly, and
Bahamians continue to talk with him still. It is what it is. But back to one theme, right? The conversation today is whether mainstream media has more influence than social media. That social media bloggers are being engaged now to assist in this election, mm-hmm. right? And there are tabloid type blogs. There are people who are bloggers who are paid, who are engaged, or who just say that this is what I want to do. And I want to know, do they have more influence than a mainstream media?
Yes.
And why is that?
Only a pompous pillar of the political class would believe that mainstream media has had more influence and has more influence right now than social media. Simple. Simple. What's more accessible? Social media.
Yeah. And the dangers of social media. Like places like WhatsApp. Like, we call it like that. It's like a dark web, mm-hmm. where you can't check and balance anybody. That people could say any kind of disparaging things. And I go on to disparagers. There are such things in our vocabulary now that there are political assassins or voice assassins or bloggers who assassinate your character. We know mm-hmm. that there are political hitmen. There are a number of politicians who have sued. Or said they plan to sue individuals, mm-hmm. right? I see one just got arrested recently, right? Who supposed to be in Canada and she come visit and get detained again. But I think I shared that on my page. You can see that, right? But we have had politicians who said that what they are saying about me, what they're saying about my family, what they're saying about my personal life is untrue, unkind, crass. And we find that people are being hired to just make up stuff.
Okay, see, hired to just make up stuff, you cross in the line, right? I think you cross in the line of criminality and collusion when you say hired to make up stuff. But let me say this: I was a part of a conversation. I was on the fringe of the conversation, and I biggity, so I engaged, right? Not feigning that I'm an equal to any of these people I'm talking to. But one of the particular individuals said, you know, if you paid more attention to what parliamentarians speak in the House, what they say in the House, right, then you'd be better informed. I almost threw my phone in the toilet because I tired of hearing foolishness. The average Bahamian, the average working professional does not have the time in their day to listen to every parliamentary session and critically interrogate what it is that politicians are saying, right? That's on a good day. Then politicians fill their contributions with so much unnecessary fluff and pomp and foolishness to expect that the average citizen could glean the details of what's happening in this country at a legal level, at an economic level, just by listening to parliament and parliamentarians speak, whether in the lower house or in the upper house, is offensive. It's offensive. Right? And it suggests that y'all up there, the politicians they talk about, that y'all don't understand the landscape you're working with. While you're sitting here demanding that the people just follow up on all of your words if they're serious about governance, although you don't publish it, you don't make it coherent or timely, they're going to just plug into what's happening, and what's happening is social media. That's where they're going to get their news from.
So let me ask you this. There were someone say that this is all a part of our politics, and our prime minister mentioned that perhaps women in the Bahamas do not join politics because of the
what
the,
an indictment on himself,
the gutterness.
Right? What an indictment! What an indictment
politics.
On yourself as a leader in politics.
Is there such a thing that is taboo that should not be talked about? Like, say you join politics, can I talk about your spouse? Can I talk about your mother? And if you've been victim of it, where people call your mother name.
Rodney Munker was famous for that.
And
rest in peace. Rest in peace, Munker.
You don't say rest in peace.
Yeah, you gotta say it, man.
Because they get crude and gutter.
It gotta be rough down there right now.
But is that a part of Bahamian politics? That you, since you say something political, therefore, as a critique, as a comeback, right?
It is, and it's an indictment on those within the political space. It is, and it's an indictment on them. It wouldn't happen if A, they didn't do it, and B, they didn't allow it. Hey, mm-hmm. It just wouldn't happen.
What if I know a politician? I know a politician who associates herself with political hitmen, political assassins, who has been historically known for spreading gutter about politicians and anyone who supports the other party or whatever it is. And some, in fact, there's one who goes to party and rent himself out as a political hitman. They find the most lewd, lascivious commentary to talk about anybody.
And the Prime Minister hasn't given them 7 good days to resign?
So that's what I want to get at. Just because a politician associates themselves, and people might say, but they're on the payroll. These monsters openly say, I'm a supporter and a defender of this particular politician. Should somebody come out and cry foul and say, no, you cannot be associated with them. You can no longer be a part of our team because we don't deal with crassness.
I don't care if you're the Minister of Education and you're bringing them to the spelling bee for creating new words. No. And that we have just accepted it.
We just accepted it.
But then we want to turn around and say that the person with the text, but y'all don't defend the LGBT people. Would y'all ain't say nothing? What are y'all defending? What is it? What is it that y'all hold sacred? Mm-hmm. What is it? It can't be the Christian faith. It can't be the Christian principles. It can't be the words of Christ. It can't be none of that. What is it that's important to you? I know what it is. I mean, it's obvious, is it not? We worship money, and that's all that matters. Integrity be damned. Principles be damned. Morals be damned. Rule of law be damned. We just got more dollars than sense of self and integrity.
I have seen the caller here. Producer, have the caller, prep the caller for me right now, right? In terms of checks and balances and accountability, mainstream media versus social media. When one of the major news outlets make a mistake, there's a retraction.
Yeah.
Right? Even if they put it in the buried in the back someplace, there is a retraction.
Yeah.
But in social media, we see people openly attack people, spread an entire false narrative.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no accountability. I mean, politicians all say, I'm going to sue. Right? If you don't take these things back. Sometimes the suits never come out. They just threaten their plan. They just called one politician the other day, say they saw him in China doing whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, at the end of his rebuke, he said, I plan to sue. My point is, do you plan to sue or you just sue? What do you do?
You're absolutely right. Sorry, you know, in Bahamian, let's go to the caller.
Let's go to the caller.
And then I can tell you about how in Bahamian law, you know, you get arrested on suspicion of or you get arrested for the thing, right?
Yeah.
You got to make the distinction.
Let's go caller. Guardian Radio, AM, CA Nuri, Aaron Greaves with me.
Aaron Green ain't in the studio with you today. I don't know.
You know? We're talking social media and mainstream media, accountability, and their influence on this general election. Who has the more influence on the general election? Why there was a critique that said the government buyed all of the media personalities, and now they buyed out all the social media personalities. Should we be concerned as citizens? Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Good morning.
I don't think you should be concerned over that because that's a 21st century tool. Both political parties use it. the government, the opposition, you have people send a note, okay, yeah, this person for this political party, this person for that political party. I mean, it's disrespectful and rude. If you watch a particular show, one of the callers said that, you know, certain people shouldn't call people Lil Philip. I mean, that is disrespectful. But if you look at the social media thing, a lot of people love it. They laughing at that, as the prime minister of this country. And you mentioned a certain politician, right? You didn't call a particular person name. I feel like if he's a MP, cabinet minister, you should dissociate with certain individuals. And that's just my opinion. Thank you, Mark.
All right, so I can't call the boy from Abaco Cornishan? Is what you're saying? That's disrespectful?
No, not that. I mean, just that when you do it on social media and this is the prime minister of our country and you call them Liz Phillip, I mean, I feel like you should just be careful. I mean, the leader of opposition did it, but come on, don't continue that.
Don't go low when they go low.
I'm worried of Michelle Obama. I agree.
Okay, I didn't say I agree, but I just say, listen, to be responsible, the responsible thing is when they go low, you go higher.
Do the most responsible thing, and if you keep on doing the most responsible thing, it will die out. That disrespectful ritter. Because it's a silly season. I don't appreciate that slogan, the silly season. We need to discontinue that, and let's continue to get professional, respectful, and to this country to move forward.
I appreciate you, Gordo.
In mind.
Absolutely.
Thanks for me.
It's not just the fun that we want to have. We got to be creating a space for young people to understand what their role is when it's their time.
Aaron, are we a crass society when it comes to politics? When I say crass, gutter. That our bohemian politics is gutter. And because it's gutter, it attracts gutterness and gutter people, right? Where politicians hire people to be gutter. Say, when this come out, I want you to terrorize, make up things, an entire narrative, a narrative that has nothing to do with the politics of it. But I want you to talk about their wife, their gay son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that appropriate? Should
of course
Behemoth,
not.
Should Behemoth say, no, you've gone too far. I'm not going to entertain it. I'm not going to forward this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They have political assassins who claim they know people's health records.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and can tell you with all their health benefits on who, what all people's wives are doing, whatever it is. And then we forward it as part of the political game saying, okay, this is how we will respond or critique or go against that political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a problem in our politics?
Yes.
And should we shut that down?
Yes, and yes, and yes. It is a problem, and we should shut it down. And we have to stop allowing politicians to be duplicitous with us, mm-hmm. right? Like, the 52nd Independence Celebration is coming up, and on the 10th, we're going to have an Independence State reception where the vast majority of us will never, ever, ever get to touch the hem of the table mm-hmm. where they serve in the fancy food, right? Under a PLP administration, people who sat and said nothing when that nasty, you called it an ad?
It was an ad.
Came out during the convention. Shane and Robin pulling train on the PLP. What is more gutter than that? What is more gutter than that? It's not just a sexual reference. It is the reference of a thing that happens to young people, to minors, right? It is the nastiest thing. And nobody has said, I'm the only person who's saying it. Nobody has said anything about it.
Any of the PLP women said anything about it?
I don't think so.
Let's go.
I'm going to say this out loud.
Go ahead.
I even mad at my good cousin Glenys Hannah Martin for not addressing it appropriately, right? Because now I have to watch you, Glenys Hannah Martin, suffer the same. I have to watch it happen. You already suffered this violence at convention, right? From these people. That's why I'm mad at her. For not taking Adriana's PLP and planting it somewhere it'll flourish.
Let's go to his caller. First caller there, producer. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good day to you guys. How
good
are you
doing? Good, thank you.
Well, I'll say this to you. Ms. Green, Candace Ana Martin is a team player. Okay, she knows what politics involves. But we are talking about social media. And
you remember what was? Hold on. I know. I can let you speak. I can let you speak. You remember what was said to her on the convention floor?
Not actually, but I
okay, good, because I just want you to know if somebody said it about your mother, I don't think you'd feel the same way. But go on. Go on.
I understand what you're saying, but as a politician, when you enter politics, you know the role that politics plays in the country, okay? But we're talking about mainstream media and social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about these political groups now, as we speak? A few of the political groups are using artificial intelligence right now on disseminating this thing and disparaging people's character.
Okay.
What about that?
Okay, cool. Let's start here. You say a few of these political groups.
Yes,
what do you mean by political group? A party?
Like I said, real political groups, those who are vying to be the government.
So parties, PLP, yes, FNM, COI, they're the only three right now we have that are declared.
Well, the ones that you declared, check their social media page and you see all the AI images now being produced in these same political
It's concerning.
He always had AI images, for 10,
no,
20,
I'm
30 years
about now. Disparaging people's characters, but just using different voices to disparage people's characters, okay?
Hmm.
And it is wrong, all right? And there should be some law against that, because if a person, if you're running for a political office, I understand, but you don't go as far as bringing people kids, bringing people wife and stuff like that into the political arena to the point that it has to be that nasty.
What should they do? What should we do?
Or here's a question.
What should we do?
If you find out that
We should agitate. There should be some laws placed against this type of action.
What would you do?
As behemoth.
What would you do if you found out that the party that you're affiliated with, that you're working with, or you're prepared to vote for, is engaged in that type of behavior?
Well, I would speak to the leaders on it and tell them it is wrong and it shouldn't be tolerated.
Would you not vote for them if they don't resolve it?
It's not a matter of who you're going to vote for. It's a matter of trust, okay? That's the leadership role. Remember now, the leader doesn't have anything to do with the social media team.
I mean, don't say that. Don't say that.
I can say that.
Well, how you could say it?
Exactly.
So do you know how the social media teams work? Tell us how they work.
I'm not going to divulge party business, because what you are asking me is something that should be personal to a party. It should be settled publicly to the general public, okay?
I wouldn't say it out loud either, sir. I mean, I'll be honest with you, sound like that's the sort of thing that you should not say in polite company. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, give me screen.
I'm good, thank you. How you do? Still there? Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey there, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Neary.
Good morning. How you doing, man? Good to hear your voice.
I'm doing fine. You know, Aaron, listen to the gentleman that's not, but he's talking about bringing people, families into the mix.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the things we have to realize, and see, this is one of the things that, you know, there's a small part of me that like the way the Americans does it, because why? They dig into everybody that is connected to you, life and history. I don't think it shouldn't be up for like negative debate or negative publicity. You're talking negative about the people. However, I don't see no big deal if you talk about somebody who's married to somebody. That's a public life. You are in public life, so you bring your family into that public life.
Mm-hmm.
So they are open for conversation. They're there for it. You can talk about them the same way you talk about whoever the person is that is in politics.
Should
families isn't hidden from politics.
Should that conversation be restricted to what's in the public domain, right? Or
not necessarily. You know, it depends on what it is. And that if you're making up stories and lies on the person, that's a whole different topic. That should not even be there. Whoever started that or even have that idea, as far as I'm concerned, there should be some something to be done with or to that person. But if you're just speaking truth and you're talking about what the person did that the rest of us did not know about, and you found out, if you have evidence, I don't see no reason why you should not talk about it. I am not going to be involved in public life, because that's how I feel. Everything should be open. What are you hiding?
What do you mean everything? What about your family things?
No, whatever happens in your house stays in your house. That's that. But anything you do in public should be up and open for debate. Mm. That's the way I see it.
Mm. All right.
If you are married to a public person, we all know what that means to be a public person. You are open to the public. So if you are married to such a person, you should know what come along with it or discourage them from running for public office. It's as simple as that, if you don't want to be talked about.
I
appreciate it. Thanks very much, cousin. We have some texts here. We have a number of talented people, individual in the Bahamas, that we need to come to the fore and put their shield, have their skills in terms of governance. For some reason, they're staying away. The reason why they're staying away is because they say Bahamian politics just got up.
You could imagine that I get attacked on a regular basis for critically interrogating things. Critically interrogating things. Here's a text.
Go ahead.
CNN Aaron has a list of the top social media political groups, Facebook and WhatsApp.
Okay.
So on Facebook, there's 242 in the Know, Bahamas News, Mabay, Bahamas Press, Bahamas Times, right? Bahamas, but there's also Bahamas Herald and Bahamas National,
yes,
I think, right? Then on WhatsApp.
And we don't know who owners of these things.
That's it.
It's obscure.
Who are the administrators of these pages?
And their agenda. Go ahead.
On WhatsApp, Political Gab, Let's Talk Politics 242, Voice Your Opinion. Today in the Bahamas, political.
There's something called Potato in the Bahamas?
Yeah, look at that one. You tell me if I could read that out loud. Who will win 2026? It's about your future.
Political stabbing cabin.
Didn't I tell you to tell me whether I could say it or not? I didn't tell you to say it.
Yeah, but I didn't know that's a group. Like, so.
Yeah, no. They're using a term that may have been popular in our younger days. It may
never
not be.
Heard that. You're a whole different generation. You old.
You don't listen to reggae.
No.
You's a good man. You's a good man.
We'll continue this conversation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and continue reading the text that we do have. The conversation today is about media or mainstream media versus social media and this general election. What can we anticipate? The influence of social media, the influence in regards to politicals are now purchasing people to be their standard bearers.
Bahama Presses make retractions.
Bahama Presses do retractions?
They do retractions. Not necessarily for every complaint, but for like the big, I guess the ones where you could get sued.
Yeah.
They do retractions, and that legitimizes them slightly.
More than that one.
Yeah.
Let's take this quick break so we can come back and continue this conversation. Guiding Radio AM, CA Nuri. We'll be right back.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Rona. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Hey Bahamas, it's your girl, Coach Trishana, and guess what? I'm over here now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Your Lane Talk Show. Starting Sunday, July 6th at 4 p.m., I'm bringing you real talk and fresh perspective on everything that matters to us as women. Relationships, beauty, finances, faith, and so much more. I'll continue to bring transparency to taboo topics as I aim to empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages, stepping boldly out of the four walls and into media. So tell a friend and tune in every Sunday at 4 p.m. We're walking in your lane on Guardian Talk Radio.
Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's China.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Sign up now for the Michael Scudery Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. This is our 30th year, and we are doing it big.
Sign up for 13 and under Tropical Gyro, 16 and under the Myers Group, Sun Oil, 20 and under in the Church Group, We Buy, You Sell, the Design Group in the Open Division, and for the first time, the Jamaica Bahamas Corporate Division. Competition begins July 14th to the 20th at the Hope Center. And then Kendall Isaacs. That's the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We are interrogating the space for social media, especially inside our upcoming general election. There are a number of people, at least the PLP read something, issued a statement. You saw that PLP statement? Oh, I've got to find it out so you can read it out loud, Aaron. When they were talking about AI and accusing the Free National Movement of creating some kind of AI continuous, let's see if I can find that, AI to promote, disparage the party in general. Then, of course, the torchbearers of the afternoon responded. And then the PLP, see your statement, you can read that. And then the PLP young liberals responded back and forth. And it bodes not well that we should anticipate. The whole write-up.
FNM's planned use of AI in paid surrogates, a coordinated misinformation campaign. Man, you all go find something to do, man.
Read the thing. Let the people know what the PLP say.
The Progressive Liberal Party is warning the Bahamian people directly. The Free National Movement is preparing a campaign not based on ideas, solutions, or vision, but on deception. I need to continue reading?
Yeah, man.
Okay. We have credible indications. Not information, indications. We have credible indications that the FNM intends to use AI-generated videos across TikTok and other platforms to spread misinformation, distort reality, and mislead voters. These videos will be designed to appear real, but they are fabricated content meant to confuse the public and slander PLP members of parliament. Full stop. I mean, okay. We can't stick a pin yet.
The slander is a big word there.
We have credible indications. What, did y'all watch them buy an AI package on Amazon?
Apparently so.
More troubling is their plan to amplify these lies using paid WhatsApp surrogates, individuals, and groups funded to push false narratives into community chat groups, but family threads, and social circles.
Does the PLP do that too? Or just
yes.
What about the COI? Does the COI have a whole room too? This is part of our political tapestry now, which I'm concerned about. But one, is this a kettle calling the pot black, or they are truly concerned? This is something to be
They outright. Know they cannot run on their record. There's too much politics in it. They know they cannot run on their record. They know they have no serious plan for the country's future. So their strategy is to bludgeon PLP MPs with a wave of disinformation, lie, smear, and repeat. It's a desperate move by a team not ready to govern, and Bahamians should see it for what it is. You know what would impress me is if they actually included picture
or example
documentation of the evidence that they called an indicator. Mm-hmm. Like if you had a piece of paper that said, look here, guys, we're going to lie, smear, and repeat. Mm-hmm. Right? It's like a slogan.
How do we tell what is factual from what is not factual? Like, what if a real video comes up, and now do we say that that's AI?
It's a desperate move by a team not ready to govern, and Bahamians should see it for what it is. Okay, it requires technology, right? Like you need technology to determine whether it's a deep fake, whether it's AI. You're going to need AI to determine whether it's AI in some instances. And so we see, this is it. You can't rely on the political parties to police it. We have to form a civil society organization that is committed, right? Like, it's an organization to raise awareness about AI and the advance of technology, to provide support for people who are working with AI or who are affected by AI. That's what you have to do.
Who is responsible for fact check? A number of false information.
Private sector organizations do fact checks.
Yes.
We don't rely on politicians to check themselves.
And at least for social media in the United States, like there's a lot of things going spewing around, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can go online and type the information in and to fact check, and they produce a report.
Right.
And give a detail of when it was started.
There are a number of entities. One is Snopes, one is Fact Check, mm-hmm. right? There are a couple of these companies that do that.
Is there a need for something like that?
Yes, long time.
And who would be responsible?
Civil society, private sector.
But anyone in civil society interested in that?
I mean, yes, about 7 people, but they don't have the money. It's difficult because you're probably going to require the merchant class and the political class to give you money to police them. Mm. It's going to be difficult.
That ain't gonna happen.
Open that back up so I could continue looking at that statement, please.
There you go.
This is our warning to the electorate. Be alert. Be skeptical. Ask where things are coming from, who is sending them, and why. We are in a fight for the integrity of our democracy, and the truth must come first. The Progressive Liberal Party will continue.
That's good.
I lost it.
Again?
Yeah. Cause here's my thing. You remember when people said that Keith Bell swear in the people in the church? And then
it was a lie.
And then people said that's lies.
Yeah,
that's
it was a
fake
lie.
News.
I thought it was fake news.
And then it turned out it was true?
Yeah, that was odd.
Remember when the people say, no, this boy say he's the PM of Abaco.
I said, that's a lie too.
In the church.
Why are you making fun of him?
And it turns out it was true as well?
Yeah.
And then remember when, anyway. We have a new immigration. I have a story on that. I think I can read tomorrow. The Immigration Council. Remember when the thing happened with Keith Bell and the and I think it was a PS or a civil servant. And they said that they were going to form a immigration commission or something to investigate.
The new Minister of Immigration said.
Yeah. Well, apparently they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Mr. Sayers.
Yeah. I have the story. Not necessarily to talk about right now, but maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. Let me squeeze this call in so we can continue reading that. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Guy didn't read it.
Yes, good morning to both of you. Well, on that PLP press release, I understand that they were the ones that had that that laboratory or war room established, and somebody went and entered the room and destroyed everything. Thing as if they kind of like drop one of those bombs that President Trump dropped on Iran,
figuratively or literally destroyed.
Literally, I hear everything and any computers that was connected to them. It went across the whole concept and wiped them out. So what they did is say, what if somebody gets out? So let's do preemptively a press release to let them know. This could come. So we would say they asked it was them or something. And so, but, you know, and I congratulate that person. I like to talk to them. It seems like they know programming and the way our network works. And so it's the same thing, Nuri, like when you guys talk about these guys with those war, these so-called sites, they have quiet. I mean, they're not invisible. They're very easy to find by footprints and digital footprint. Now that the Trump policy is concerning knowing what's going on social media, and he's supported by the Rotex. That means they have access to the data. And your expectations of being the admin of these WhatsApp groups are not considered the privacy that you get from peer-to-peer communications, me talking to you, and these social media groups where you are the admin and whatever, you are now subject to everything being tracked and retroactively being found. So okay. I just want behemoths to understand that. But believe it or not, they're influenced. The people have been moving more back to what we call our legacy media because those groups have become so contaminated. You may see a group at 60,000 people and only 300 people participating. The rest of them, Facebook and these other people, put them to sleep so they don't even get notifications of activities in the group unless you participate every month, 2 months, 3 months, or whatever. And so, but what happens, the politicians believe that if the group, they send something and say, I got 1,000 people in WhatsApp, or I got 60,000 people in my group, and they believe that that is influence, is absolutely not. And the one thing that scares the individuals with this group is factual information. It drives them crazy because they have no means of disputing it, and then they move to the personal attack. They start telling you your bread stink and your mango tree died and all those other different things. And so we are moving into a new dispensation because technology is changing and advancing, and the tools for finding people and would you say about monitoring? The community monitoring. One of the computers that I use to monitor the low-end price of it is $6,800. So if you have people to be monitoring these, fact-checking these, verifying the videos are not AI, you're looking at about $5,000 to $10,000 per person who wants to be get involved in it, in verifying authentication of it. So, you know, but we are getting there. We're getting there. It's just that these are new things to us because we're so far behind the curve that we're finding these new tools to destroy ourselves as opposed to building an economy. And it is what it is. But I promise you, after the next election of January 1st, the second quarter of the 21st century, there's a new dispensation with or without government that's coming to the Bahamas. Thank you so much.
Finish read this, Aaron. What about WhatsApp groups? You belong to a number of WhatsApp
groups. Not anymore.
Because I'm not a I dropped out of them from a long time.
Remember the Human Rights March in I think October, everybody called it a gay march. Anyway, when I did that, I went on WhatsApp and social media to see if I could find any images that people took of the march. And I ended up in these two WhatsApp groups. And I was in one WhatsApp group for about 3 seconds before somebody said, you the sissy woman? And I say, yeah, if I don't belong here, I don't belong here. Anyway, then my phone broke. Like the WhatsApp part, it broke. It's not like nobody hacked it. It broke. Mm. My phone number took itself off of WhatsApp. So I'm not in a lot of groups at all. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. My inbox is
what is
very
their
weak.
Influence, and particularly
regarding
the election? Because I find it just people, seeing four or five people always talking. Man, we already have 2 minutes out. Let me get any more text. Let's read the last text in the last 2 minutes.
There you go. Good morning. Did the caller hear the PM called Shenandoah Cartwright Shannon Dunn? This was at the St. Barnabas rally the PLP had after the Mace incident. Here's another text. Calling Bahama Press a blog assigns legitimacy to the site and incorrectly categorizes it. It is actually very much like The Punch. It's a tabloid, pure and simple. Some people like to read gossip and dramatize narratives. Just because lots of people read a thing doesn't make it a legitimate news source. Here's another one. Oh, the WhatsApp groups are for pure entertainment purposes because right now we follow, and I ain't even going to call the name out loud, some royale between two women. Someone says, please expose this Minister of Health. The PMH is a disaster. No medication. You cannot get blood results in a timely manner. Healthcare in this country is horrible. Another text. Quickly, the PLP is simply setting themselves as victims for something that they are guilty of. So they only want people to listen to the PLP. Aaron and CA, Bahamians have a right to their opinion and to make videos about the truth on social media platforms. If there were lies, a lot of suing would have happened. But what should be illegal is for police to hold a roadblock in front of a political party location or grand opening. I heard about that, COI.
Yeah, most unfortunate. Hopefully they write into the Commissioner of Police to lodge a complaint, and then so it won't happen again.
Absolutely. It's
very unfortunate. Yeah. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. It should be an interesting general election next year. We'll see the role of social media, the role of AI, the role of mainstream media.
The role of integrity.
Yeah.
Will it have a role in this year's general election?
Yeah. You think they could declare for the general election, the those who buy it? It doesn't matter anymore. This has been Guardian Radio AM with CA Nuri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.